B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
He can make all the argument all day long about why you like it, and you would be wrong. And I hope to God that it works out. But it's still a bad pick. I don't care who could come down and Vince Lombardi could come down and say, Anthony, Jalen Hurts is a great pick. And I'd say, Vince, I respect you more than anybody, but I disagree.
I might listen to Vince.
I'm not. Vince could come out as an apparition with the hat on and all and tell me it's a great pick. And I'll go, nah, don't think so. This idea that, well, what if he retires down the line? All right.
And he retired because he had no one to throw to, and he just gave up.
Like Vince goes, Vinny goes, what about Kuechly? One guy's a linebacker, the other guy's a quarterback. And the other asinine argument that I hate is the, well, they can't draft anyway. What does DK Metcalf and the fact that they missed on DK Metcalf have to do with Jalen Hurts? In fact, you're arguing against yourself that they missed the obvious pick last year, so they're even worse this year. So you're arguing against yourself. Tell me how there's any logic there.
No, there is not any logic, especially when there are guys that were available to help you out right away. A couple of guys that could have been starters.
It's stupid. Like, the whole argument goes again. Or you're arguing against yourself by saying they missed DK Metcalf last year. Yeah, you know who didn't miss him? I didn't miss him. I wanted him. I said it.
Yes, he did.
So, all right. Who am I going to trust? Me, who wanted drafted DK Metcalf? Or them, who didn't? They drafted J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I'm just saying. Fair's fair, right?
Yeah, I would say that's fair is fair.
Listen, there's nothing, again, this has nothing to do with Vinny or Howie or Andy Whitehall or any of those guys. Vince Lombardi could come out as a ghost and tell me how great that pick is. And I go, Vince, not seeing it, coach. Not seeing it, my man. Belichick could call me up to his kitchen table and tell me and say, here, let's have coffee. What do you think? Me and you have some coffee. and I go, nope. I'm out, Bill.
Anthony.
This is Vince Lombardi.
This is Vince. Hurts. It will be great.
You know what? I missed the Bring the Heat line.
I do too.
I'd love to see the ghost of Vince Lombardi make an appearance.
Yes, we had a couple good characters. We had the ghost of Nick Foles. We had the sports religion battle between sports god and sports devil. It was great.
Yeah, and you know, we should put the poll up, see if they want to bring it back.
All right.
That's a fake me out.
We have another poll up right now, actually.
Do we?
And it's running till the end of the show tomorrow.
I'm curious to see what it is. By the way, it's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And, of course, our polls of the day are brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
So this is on at 975 middays, and it's regarding what Anthony Beck said today. So the question is, Anthony Beck said today that the Eagles took a slight step back, not just with their draft, but also what happened with the teams around them and whatnot. Do you agree? There are three options. Yes, took a step back. No took a step forward. And then the third option is similar to last season, a team that can find its way into the playoffs, probably won't go deep into the playoffs. 40% say yes, they took a step back.
Wow.
36% say no, took a step forward. And 24% say similar to last season.
Huh.
So pretty close all the way around.
That is interesting.
And that's running till the end of the show tomorrow. So keep on voting at 975 middays.
The one thing I don't see is a step forward. You?
No, I vote similar to last season. A team that I think could still find its way into the playoffs, but I don't have expectations of a conference championship berth or a Super Bowl berth or Super Bowl championship. I could just see them, you know, they find their way into the playoffs and they lose in round one unless Carson doesn't get drilled in the back of his head by a cheap shot and wins them the game.
Yeah, I'll give you status quo, like kind of what they were last year,
right?
With hopes that Rager can do something, but I don't see.
Yeah, I mean, if Rager turns out to be a 1,200-yard receiver this season, then they take a leap forward because one of the biggest things that held them back last year was scoring points, or that was the thing that held them back last year was scoring points. So say what you want about the defense last year. It was also a problem that they couldn't score until like the third quarter every single week, right? Like they would come away with 3 points in the first half multiple times. So if they could score, if Rager is this big offensive threat, if DeSean Jackson stays healthy and...
You know, it's funny, you just hit on my biggest key, and you're going to go back to, for me, I got to go back to DeSean and whether or not DeSean is healthy.
Yeah, does he give you 12 games? And the four games because that he I misses think, aren't at the end when you
right,
need them.
That kind of weapon, now all of a sudden, you know, you got a shot again, in my eyes, you know, because you're dealing with like that kind of weapon.
He put out something on Instagram the other day. He said, people are crazy to think that I'm a number three receiver. Now, we don't know if he was saying that about fans or if he was saying that about the organization. But at the same time, I go, DeSean, I mean, I can't depend on you.
Yeah, this is nothing. I mean, I don't know. You know, listen, guys want to have their own motivation. They have their own motivation. I understand it. But, I mean, it's pretty simple, right?
You know. Yeah.
If you're not there, you're not there. I there's no question his ability. When he runs, he is lethal.
But probably still one of the fastest players in the league.
Yeah, but who knows? You're gonna, you know,
if you give me a game and a half, then
you
know, I'm sorry.
You're in your 30s and you can blow out your tires. I mean, that's just what happens in your 30s. So, you know, if you're Larry Fitz and you're healthy, all right, you know. Now we can talk a little bit. Dan and Chalfont, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
Dan, good afternoon.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, got a couple things I want to talk about. So, number one, I think this is more important. Since you're a big food guy, too, I want to know, if I'm downtown for some medical reasons tomorrow, as I was today, where, and I'm talking Center City, where is the best place for me to get a good cheesesteak? The best.
You know, I get asked this
question.
Got to
be Center City. I don't want to go over to, you know, University City. I want to be Center City.
Where's your appointment at?
Jefferson.
You're at Jeff?
Yep.
All right. You got to go straight due south from Jefferson. And you got to go to Angelo's.
Angelo's?
Yeah,
okay.
On 9th Street. You got to
go. 9th and what?
And you got to go get their sandwich. They have everything, too. Like, their pizza is ridiculous. It's right next to, it's at the corner, right next door to Sarcone's. It's ridiculous, cuz. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You'll go crazy, all right? So, you got it.
I mean, that sounds a little biased. I appreciate it, number one, but it sounds a little biased.
What do you mean biased?
Angelo, going to Angelo's, right?
I'm Anthony. Calling the family. So.
I know. I got you. It's an Italian thing, I guess, maybe.
No, it's something to do with it being Italian or not. I don't know.
I know.
It's right on the corner of 9th and Fitzwater. You'll love it.
Got it. 9th and Fitzwater. All right. So a lot of talk around how this season will work, right, upcoming later in the summer, early part of the summer, or even the start of the football season. And a lot of people saying, you know, I won't, not that I won't watch, but I don't want it this way or I don't want it that way. Don't you think at some point people just have to see the positive in things and think that at least we'll have sports? Right now, we don't have any of that.
Yeah.
I'll
be honest with you. I don't even see why you would gripe. If you could have games back, I don't even see why you gripe at all. Right? Don't you miss sports?
I miss it. I don't even watch TV anymore.
I mean, you know, again, right. I mean, we miss our games. I mean, the fact, you know, forget the fact that it normalcy and, you know, life and you know, but aside from, like, just us, we miss our games. So, yeah, I don't care how and what form they're at. Yeah, do I prefer fans? Sure, but whatever. If I got games back, get games back. Danny, best of luck with your procedure, man. All right?
Peace out. All right, thanks, buddy. Take care.
You got it, man. Take it easy. What was he trying to say about the Angelo thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Italian thing. What's that about?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to help the guy out.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Trying to, you know, whatever. I get asked a million times. I can give you 50 places.
Yes, you can.
But, you know, again, you're in Jefferson. You just go straight down, and you're right there. And the place is okay, great pizza. I mean, great. Cheese steaks are so different. I mean, it's spot's good. Vic in Southwest, Anthony Collinsville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, Ant?
So, just first of all, fortunately, I'm still working, and we absolutely love you. We talk about you all the time.
Oh, thank you.
I walk in the kitchen, and they literally go, Anthony! So,
Anthony!
So I just wanted to say, though, if basketball extends, if we keep doing basketball to like July, we think about how they do the Winter Classic. I would love to see a basketball game outside.
Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? That would be a good time.
On the blacktop or something? Like, that would be awesome. I mean, there's liability issues, but I think it would be cool.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. You put a basketball court down at Citizens Bank Park.
That would be cool. Or something down the beach, you know, like how they do the Wildwood thing.
Yeah, guys would hate it because
of the dark, but
the ocean breeze would bother the Jay, but it would be a lot of fun, though. I agree.
But I just hope all this stuff is done soon, man. I coach football for Pop Warner, and I just got off the phone with a couple of guys just hoping – you know, we could get to the season in time.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, that's. Have you noticed, how are the kids?
So I've been doing it for 3 years. I coach for Lansdale Cannoneers. This year I'm going to Lower Perk, and the family moved. But usually the first 2 years I did flag, which are 6- and 7-year-olds. And then this year I'll be doing probably 8 and 9.
Very cool. That's awesome, man.
Oh, it's fun. Those kids, I have a little one of my own, but those kids are like my own, too. I've had them for so long.
That's fantastic. How old's your little guy?
Two. Just turned 2.
Oh, fantastic. You got a lot of fun
years ahead,
man.
I actually called in and told you his name when he was first born, Roman.
Bro, that's a great name, Roman. I'm sure I said that.
Yeah, it's a
strong name.
I was a wrestler in high school and middle school, so, like, you know, wanted that intimidation factor a little bit.
Roman, that's such a great name. Now, listen, you got a lot of fun years ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you be safe, man. Hopefully we get it back, all right? You know, Chunas Masmo keeps asking, when can I play tackle, Daddy?
Just puts a smile on your face every time you hear that, huh?
Sure does. Sure does. I do. It's a shame, though. I'm missing baseball for them this year.
Yeah, going out there, on especially like the weekend games early in the day. Get them out of the way.
I love that. Love that. Yeah, it's, you know what's so funny? Like, think about rooting. So, when they're at the plate, and I'll see Anthony or Moss with the plate, I'm rooting so hard.
Oh, yeah.
That they get a hit. You know, like, now I'm coaching their teams, right? And I always do the little ones. And so, you know, I'll do the coach pitch.
Yep.
And I'm praying that every one of those kids gets a hit, right? Because their faces light up.
Oh, when they get a hit? Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Like, the eyes get real wide.
And as soon as they get a hit, they look at you and they're happy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the best. It's so great. But it's so funny because I remember thinking, oh, my God, please get a hit. Please get a hit. Please get a hit. You know, please get a hit. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yeah, baseball, not having baseball is tough right now.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, it's bumming me out.
I know. Let me get to Vic. Vic in Southwest, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vic!
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you feeling, man?
Good. Mike's later, but it's Ant.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, this is drag. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. First, I'm going to say I apologize for actually having you believe how we will actually let his you-know-what hang on the draft and stop being, you know, so soft in the comfort zone thing. Second, man, Mike, I'm with you, man. I mean, what? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you know it's not Mike, right? Mike comes one of two.
Oh, my fault. I listen. I'm just a little tired. My bad, man.
That's all right, man. No problem. That's all right.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, listen, I'm to the point where from here on out, whoever we draft, it's like, okay, whatever. Just hopefully it works out. Because I don't see the point of drafting Jalen Hurts. Like, you just gave the guy, you know, you just gave Wentz all this money for you to, you know, to draft a, you know, a backup quarterback.
I know.
I mean, in the second round, though, I'm not mad at the pick. I'm just mad at the place. Like you said, maybe if it's in the third or fourth, then all right. But other than that, not in the second round. All the people on the board, you got Mims. Why not get Mims?
How about you? You know what would have been interesting? I was thinking about it. I was interested in J.K. Dobbins, too. And,
you know what,
and look, I'm happy they got Corey Clement back, but I was interested in Dobbins, man. Like, Dobbins, Sanders. I would have drafted Mims, but Dobbins would have been interesting.
Yeah, Dobbins definitely would have been interesting. That's a good point, though, man. But, yeah, I'm just as disappointed as you. But I don't think we're going to take a step back, though. I think we're right in the same ballpark that we was last year. I would say more like 11-5-ish. I think we still make the playoffs. Because just imagine if everybody would have stayed healthy, I think we probably would have been one of the top teams in the NFC. And for Carson Wentz to reel it to the playoffs, listen, I don't care who the teams was on the rest of the schedule. They're professional football players. They're in the league for a reason, and you still got to win. And he did that with a street guy like me at wide receiver and running back. So
yeah,
as long as
you
stay healthy, I think we'll be all right. You know.
I hear you. They're not a bad team. I mean, by any stretch of the matter. But, you know, I can rail and bitch and moan about them, but I agree with you. I mean, they're in the conversation, without a doubt. I just think they're in the back end of the conversation. And if you have the Niners and the Saints and Tampa and maybe Dallas, that's probably your four going into it. But, like we were talking about, if DeSean Jackson stays healthy, I don't know, man. He changes everything because he is a huge weapon.
Of course. Yeah, I agree with you, man. And I think you had somebody earlier saying that they drafted Hurts because Hurts might be the guy. No, first of all, I'm not going to doubt Hurts because all of these draft picks, whether you go to first round, second, first pick, it's still a 50-50 chance whether they pan out to be good or not. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to wait and see what they're going to do in a professional league. But, no, I mean, for anybody who's saying, oh, Jalen Hurts is just a guy, they don't trust Wentz talent. No, the main reason why is because the guy does get hurt. And then for somebody to keep saying he's injury prone from that cheap shot, listen, if Carson Wentz rolled an ankle or fractured a rib, I would have been like, all right, this guy. But this dude's not hitting the back of the head by a freaking nature in Jadeveon Clowney. And I always tell people who kick athletes down when they're hurt is wrong, because I'd be like, listen, all right, do you think you're going to get up from a cheap shot like that?
You're exactly right, Vic. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Be safe out there. Get some sleep. And I agree with you. I don't get the idea of Wentz, this whole thing. Oh, he took himself out of the game. Well, so what? He got cracked. Cracked.
And I go back to it. If he goes out there the next series, I'm sure he's going to be wobbling. So what happens? The league official takes him out.
He was headed to the ground, and he got driven to the head by Clowney. Hey, come on. You know, even if you are like a Folesian character, you got to at least go, all right, well, like, the dude got smashed, right?
Yes. I bet Foles would have gone back out there.
No. Jim in Washington Township, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
What's up, man? Great show, as always.
Thanks, brother. How you feeling, man?
All right. I called about Hurts, but you know what? I'm glad to hear that, you know, talking about kids baseball, that I'm not the only one. Because I'll tell you what, as far as getting nervous, my kid's in 12U. He's a pitcher. When he goes out there that first inning on the bump, I feel like my heart wants to jump out of my chest. I hope he's got it today. I hope. But you don't want to show it, because they're looking for you for reassurance, you know?
Yes. Yes. It's awesome, right? Like, it is so much fun when you have them. I'm looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be nice this weekend. I'm going to take a bucket of balls out and pitch to them.
Yeah, we've been going out, like, you know, during the nice days and all. And to be quite honest, as much as I miss pro sports, I miss the kids playing more than anything. More than anything.
Yeah. You got a little stud on the mound. 12U.
We hope so. We hope so. We're working at it. So I called you a couple months ago to complain about Klentak. And don't you see a lot of similarities in him and Howie? I mean, they think they're smarter than everybody. You know, even Howie, the way that he dressed. Everyone is casual, polo shirts. This dope's got a suit.
No, come on. No, listen, hear me out, though, Jimmy. You can't look at stuff like that. All right? Trust me, Howie's won a Super Bowl. Klentak has won nothing.
Yeah.
Howie has won a Super Bowl. He's gotten to the playoffs the last 3 years. He's won 65 games. What's Matt Klentak done?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right as far as that goes. I'm just talking about the outsmarting people, smartest guy in the room. But let me get to my point. I can't understand how these people are justifying this pick, because, listen, I hate being in Negadelphia. I hate being in Negadelphia.
Yes.
But any way that you slice it, if just go by what they said, they're a quarterback factory, right? Doesn't it make more sense to bring in a higher rated guy like a Dalton or a Mariota or a Winston, any of those guys, because you're a quarterback guru, to, you know, they already have experience, to have them for a couple games? Because listen, what we did before was an anomaly. It's only been done twice in NFL history. The backups won a Super Bowl. You want that vet to come in. Listen, this year, best case scenario, what's he play? No training camp. Wentz gets hurt. He's not playing anyway.
I agree with you. And I've always been of the school that if you're talking about, you know, and thanks, Jimmy, be safe, buddy. If you're talking about coming in and winning a couple games, well, you know, that's a veteran guy. Yeah, you know, Andy Dalton got released, so that's why he brought him up. But, yeah, I mean, I'd rather Andy Dalton, and I don't like Andy Dalton a little bit, but I'd rather Andy Dalton as a backup. I mean, you know, the guy's played playoff games. The guy's been around. I mean, you know, he's a good backup quarterback to have. Like that, I agree with. All right. We're going to come back, take a quick respite, and continue. Got a couple open lines. You want to grab them. We got you till 2. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Junis right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, welcome back. As we hang out. Cuz Radio with Junis. What a day, Junis. A lot of fun. Good conversations.
Yeah, getting closer to sports returning, hopefully.
I know, there's like this optimism that I feel. I feel a rush of optimism now. Let's go to Blake. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Blake.
What's up, cuz? How you doing?
What are you doing, buddy? What's going on?
No, I'm just on the road on my way back to work now, but I figured I'd call in. I wanted to call in all week, actually, but just kind of been after that second round pick. Just kind of been like, needed to just like try to find peace with it. And I just feel like I can't. I just can't.
Yes, I know the feeling.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. I was on FaceTime and I had my girl next to me too, with like two of my boys. One's on deployment. We're keeping him updated during the draft. This was the first round now. My other buddy, he's overseas in Japan and, we're all watching him. At first, dude, we were all mad as hell at the Rager pick. Like, I've been more at peace with that because I feel like I like his attitude. I feel like he's going to bring a lot to the table now. But at the same time, I still think it was a reach at the end of the day. I just got to hope he's good. And then the Hurts pick, I just wasn't even, like, as mad. I just turned it off, and I was just shook. Like, I was flabbergasted. Like, what just happened? Like,
right.
I'm not... And, like, I don't get why people are, like, even trying to defend it, like, at all. There's no need. There's no reason. You got your guy. You just gave him money. And I'm kind of almost on – it sounds crazy, but I heard Tyrone on Miss the other day saying, like, he thinks, like, they're trying to push Wentz out. And I feel like I'm almost on that same vibe. There's no need to have this guy on our team right now. You should be building for this guy. This dude is the first QB ever to have 4,000 yards and not even have a 500-yard receiver on the roster.
I'm with you. I don't understand it either. And it's funny. You and I had a similar reaction to Rager where, you know, I wanted Lamb or I loved Ruggs. I know he went early, but I wanted Lamb and whatever. And I go, all right, listen, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt with Rager and hope that, you know, because I think the kid can run and maybe he's got some burst and, you know, but the second round pick, we're just not going to like, and it's, you know, we just got to actually just come to grips with not liking the pick, and it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, and then my thing with Wentz is, like, I get he has an injury history, but is it me, or, like, am I the only one who does, like, and I know the media won't spin it that way, like, national media, because now we got controversy again, so I'm even more pissed about that. Like, you know, like, I know, like, our local city's not going to be that way, but just have to hear it during the season when it comes around, but Wentz's injury history, it was all freak injuries, in my opinion. Like, the back, it wasn't even – first of all, I mean, that was a horrible injury, but it was mismanaged by our organization. The ACL injury, I mean, it's a hard play. People don't want him to run forward, but I have no problem with him running there. He's crossing the – what I thought was a touchdown, but his ACL gets hurting smash, and then people are criticizing him for checking out of the game. He has a wife and a kid on the way, and he got hit in the back of the skull in the softest part of his dome. I would have did the same exact thing. There's bigger things. Like, I love football, love all sports, but there's bigger things at the end of the day than just sports. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know about criticizing, but there is people who are like, oh, he checked out. I would check out, too. I agree with it.
Yes, you're right.
And I say one more thing too.
Sure, please.
And not against Hurts because I like him, and I'm a RA college football guy. Like, I don't die hard for any team. I'm not like that. Like, I like PSU because my dad likes them, but I actually like to watch Bama. I don't know. They're just a powerhouse.
Sure,
Jalen Hurts is good. I like him. I like what he did. But Lincoln Riley is part of the reason why that man was as good as he was. Like, sure, he was not even remotely the same player when he was at Bama. He piggybacked off that defense all year, and he got benched in the title game by Tua. And Tua had to bring him back. Honestly, incredible game, and one of the best college football playoff national championship games I've ever watched, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the only issue is that we're talking about, you know, Oklahoma. You have to factor in the Big 12 and the free release that the receivers get. It's completely different than the SEC. But listen, you hang in there, brother. And I get it. I mean, I think we're probably just going to have to, you know, come to grips with the fact that we just don't like the pick. I mean, you know, there's really nothing more to say is you don't like the pick. You hope the Rager pick turns out. You hope that the Taylor pick turns out. And, you know, I mean, if Rager works out, then you know, you could stomach it, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's kind of where we're at. You know, you don't want to have, like, completely turn off. Like, what's your recourse as a fan, right? You don't like a pick. Like, you disagreed with it. I disagreed with it. Well, what's my recourse? I had no recourse, right? It is what it is.
Right.
At some point, you just got to accept it and disagree, and that's it. Move on.
Yeah, but if Rager works out, you know, he's a big
That would help a lot.
Still wouldn't make sense that they drafted Hurts, but whatever.
Agree. Yeah, yes, Andrew.
That will forever. We'll be saying that.
Yes, we will. We will definitely say that forever. That's just kind of what it is. Let's go to Bob in Delran. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob, hey.
Hey, man, I haven't talked to you in a while. How's it
been? How you been, man?
I'm doing okay. How are the kids doing?
They're doing well, thank you.
The quarterback, as you call him, he is the quarterback.
He's the quarterback,
Good. Hopefully they're healthy, and it sounds like they're getting into the sports thing. So hopefully, I hear Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be decent. Sunday's going to be like 75, so you're all set, my friend.
It's awesome, my brother.
But here's an interesting debate. Now, I'm not in favor of the pick, first of all. I was disappointed with the draft, like everybody, and I don't want to go over all that thing, but this is an interesting thing that some of my friends were all talking in the Zoom call. And you know I hate Dak Prescott. I think he's the most overrated. I think he's very average. I don't think there's anything special about him. I think I put him like 16, 17, 18 in the league, and I don't want to go into all tight territory. But
if
you looked at, and I'm not defending Hurt. I think he's a good guy. I think he's got some talent. It's just this is the wrong place for him at this point, or he's picked in the wrong time. That's the only thing. He's got talent. I agree. But we got Carson. I'm a guy that I love Carson. But he was actually better, has more credentials than Dak Prescott coming out of college and has more talent, plus he was second in the Heisman. So
yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me about Heisman.
I know, I get it. But
I'll be honest with you, it's not the way you should look at it.
I know, but Dak really didn't show that. He was okay, but, you know, and I get your point. My next point is this. I'm going to switch to baseball.
Sure.
I'm getting this feeling that the Phillies are going to play in a division with probably Boston, the Yankees, the Nationals. It's going to be a really, really tough division, and hopefully, you know, the playoffs are conducive. That being said, and I dislike Klitschko. I think he's a complete – I don't think he's stupid. I just think he's out of place. I think he's an analytic. He is very narrow-minded as far as looking at things. Man, I love Girardi because I think Girardi's going to be really calling the shots, to be quite honest. Great guy, knows how to handle things. He's never going to tell you what he thinks. My point is this. The thing my fear is, with him, and I can actually tie Brett Brown into this, is that this could be an excuse for both Klintak and Brett Brown to stay another year because of this whole thing. And my gut is, I've seen enough. Don't give him another year. I've seen enough. Why? And I'm getting this gut feeling that they're going to come out and say, well, you know, this is a different season and there's different parameters, and so we're going to give him a year. No, I don't want to waste my time. We see what we see, Ant. But I get this feeling that one of those teams is going to do that. Am I wrong with that assumption?
Here's what I believe. So, Bobby, and I tend to agree with you on both.
Yeah.
I am not a Klintak fan at all. I think he's gotten a
smug.
Yes, I agree with that. I don't like him either. But
you should be general manager over him, Ganthi. I think you know more baseball than him.
Thanks,
you went
Mikey
Mets. I'm dead serious.
But again, I think he's had a chance, and I think he's failed, and so I think he needs to move on. And I when it comes to Brett, barring they're coming back and they somehow win a title, I think they're going to move on. Looking at it, yeah. I think this year was such a disappointment that you really have no other recourse, right?
Yeah.
Like, what else do you do? You can't change the roster dramatically.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to figure out if a new voice will work. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, and you see it around the league, in the history of the league.
If I may, one more comment. I would hope, and I would love for you, I know you're a Big Ben guy, I would love to have Ben Simmons, and hopefully he's watching this, to see what Michael Jordan did. And this special is fabulous. I love it. I want that fire, Anthony. I want that fire. And I don't know if he has. I think he's got unbelievable talent. But if he could get a half of that fire that Jordan had, that killer instinct, I'm going to be the best. I'll do what it takes. I don't know if he has that, Ant. And if he does, there is so much in rewards that he can get. I don't know if he's willing to put that type of work in. I know he's afraid of failure. I think there's a cry for
help. I don't think he's afraid of work. I don't think the kid's
afraid. He's afraid
to
shoot. And that's something I don't know what they can do.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I think the kid's a worker. I don't think.
Okay. I just want to.
I get it. I mean, we're watching it. Bobby, thank you. Listen, stay safe, man. Don't be a stranger like that. And I get you're watching Jordan and you see that and, you know, he's so unique, right? Like, yeah, nothing. Nobody's like that. Yeah, very, very few other than Kobe, right? Who mimicked him. I think Ben works hard. I think, you know, it comes down to unlocking. There's a really interesting story Jackie McMullen had on ESPN.com about a week ago. It kind of got overshadowed by the draft. Do you remember that story, Junis?
Yes.
And it had to do with unlocking Ben and the shot. And, in fact, we should probably go and revisit it because it provided great insight into that that block that he has from shooting. But one of the things I loved was the guy that's working him out, Chris Johnson, who says when he unlocks, it's just not going to be from three. It's going to be from mid-range. It's going to be from everywhere. And it's going to be nasty. And so, you know, he used the word when, and he works with him. I'm holding that out hope, too. And I did see an improvement, and I did see an attack offensively. I love the kids. I'm rooting for them. We'll come back. Still love the segment to hang. Don't go anywhere. Cuz Radio with Chulis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Ooh.
don't forget, tomorrow, we got, because of the draft, and we didn't want to give people opportunities to talk about the draft and cover the draft the way it should be covered. Don't forget, playback. We will resume the playbacks, our daily playback, tomorrow at 12:20. So looking forward to that, Junis. The playback returns.
Yes. Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing those, so I'm glad I can get back to it. And yeah, I mean, we thought because of the draft, there's no reason to really go away from the draft, all the draft talk that we've had. So get back to it tomorrow, and I think we're doing a Phillies tomorrow in honor of the hopeful baseball return and the conversation with Bob Nightingale today.
Yeah, I go for a little Phillies. A little Phillies action, right? That'll be fun. Talk a little baseball. I like it. I'm trying to think, what are we in the mood for? What era are we in the mood for?
It's a good question. Because we were sort of like, you know, we were in a zone doing these things every single day.
I know.
And since we took a little, you know,
a little hiatus,
we got to figure it back. I don't know. Where do we go? Do we go? See, like, I like some of the games from last year, like the Harper, like that Grand Slam.
You want to go back? Nah, I don't do that.
But that I don't like that team.
I'll be honest, but I hate that team. I mean, I love Harper. I didn't enjoy last year.
Yeah, no. What was there to enjoy?
I got no interest
in except Harper, and I love Real Muto, obviously.
I got no interest in going back to last year.
Last year just sucked.
Well, it was horrible. Now I mean, I'm wondering, should we redo a series?
Like what we started doing with the Flyers.
Like, should we go back and do the Rays series?
Each game?
Yeah.
I'm 100% in. Because we have not done a World Series game.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
And man, I feel like now that we're getting hopefully closer, I mean, tomorrow's May 1st, and, you know, Bob was reporting that hopefully late June, early July for the return of baseball. You know, now we got to get to these World Series games because we've been trying to stay away from the World Series games because those are the chalk ones, right? Like, we didn't do any of the Eagles playoff games from that 17 season. Maybe we do a playoff series for the Phillies, and maybe we then go through that Eagles playoff run and pick a Flyer series. We have that Pittsburgh one that we started doing, and maybe we do something Sixers related too.
I love it. I love the series thing.
Now, my question for you is, do we go?
You play the loss, yes.
Okay, we play the loss. Do we also do the?
That was your question.
No. Do we do it? Phillies, like the whole series, because what we were doing was Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies. But if we're doing a series, do we kind of
every day?
That's what I'm thinking. So we do game one tomorrow, and then we finish up game five on Thursday of next week.
All right, let's do that. Let's switch it up a little bit. I agree. I think that would be a lot more, yes.
Like, if we're doing series, right? It would get too choppy if we do game one Phillies, game one Flyers.
Remember, because you're only doing a game a week. Yeah, I agree. So the series will take, because if you're doing, you know, one Phillies game a week, right? Because three out of every four, one team plays during the week.
Right.
You know, it takes forever. Yeah, I agree. Let's do it.
All right, so we'll do a 2008 World Series starting tomorrow.
I'd go for that. That'd be good.
I saw the highlight actually.
We might have to do the split in the rain game, dude.
Oh yeah, of course.
We'll do that. We'll do the whole thing.
One of the things I can still remember from that was BJ Upton stole second, and he ended up being the tying run, which then extended the game. Because remember, if they didn't tie it, they weren't going to end the game. But if they were to tie it, or if they didn't tie it, the game would have been over, theoretically. If B.J. Upton, when he stole second and slid, there was just mud everywhere. And they did the slow-mo, and the mud was flying. It was just disgusting. It wasn't even dirt anymore. It was just mud. And they were playing through that. One of the things I remember from that series, man, how just disgusting that final game was.
You know what? Man, that's good. That was amazing. I remember sitting with Harry when the rain delay for the final game. I was talking to Harry. We were sitting there talking. What do you think's going to happen?
That's a cool person to hang out with.
It was. During the rain, we were happy. It had to be the half hour. That was probably one of my last times we really sat and we were together for a while, just talking. It was great. Hey, don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next at 2 o'clock. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, listen, have a great day. Be careful. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Mikey, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.